This is Men Going On Sports. I love you. The subject today is how the Dolphins found their quarterback. And you're watching highlights of the Miami Dolphin quarterback, the backup quarterback. I forget his name, but he looks way better than Tua. He throws the ball down the field better than Tua. He has synopsis with the receivers better than Tua. He scrambles more than Tua. He throws the ball with such vigorosity and such aggressiveness that the receivers are really starting to shine. Even though they lost the last game against Las Vegas, I feel as though with these three games that Tua is out, Tua will not be starting out in these three games. I feel like it would be a mistake to start Tua at least three games after all those yards the backup quarterback threw for. My feeling is that everything that the backup quarterback has done for the Miami Dolphins in the offense for the next two games is going to be spectacular. Tua can't get it together. Tua's hurt. Tua has excuses. Fuck Tua, man. I'm basically saying, yes, I thought I'd never say it, but I'm saying, fuck Tua. It's going to be the new thing right now where we can have an offense, have a good all-around team without the quarterback being our weakest link. We have a great defense, great special teams, good running backs, good receivers, decent O-line. But Tua was the weakness. Now that our quarterback has come back, the backup quarterback has come to save the day. Oh my God. Oh my God. He's throwing it downfield like he's Aaron Rodgers or somebody. Just kidding. But he's aggressive throwing the ball down the field. Tua is not. He doesn't even make the reads the correct way. Tua doesn't even get out to check down. This quarterback checks down. This quarterback checks down. This quarterback throws the ball down the field. And he scrambles. He scrambled for a touchdown. He scrambled for a hell of yards last week against Las Vegas. I cannot believe that now that they see how this backup quarterback is playing, they're going to let Tua back in. Only a fool will let Tua back in the starting quarterback position. I think the Dolphins are playoff contenders with this new quarterback because Tua is not getting the job done. Tua is not the man. Tua is not the game plan man with the plan, man. Like I said, this man, the backup quarterback, I don't even know why I keep on forgetting the name. Because he's a star, goddammit. He's the man. Tua cannot throw for 300 yards to save his fucking life. This QB already did that in one game. He had to rush for at least 50 yards. And a touchdown. I know he got a touchdown. Come on now. Tua is not it. Tua cannot get it done. Tua is the worst. Tua cannot do anything right now. He gets hurt. He takes too many sacks. He doesn't scramble. He doesn't do this. He doesn't do that. But our backup quarterback does it all. He throws the ball with such smoothness in the air. He's not getting his balls picked off like Tua. He's not too short to not see over the line. He's a tall, strapping young man. He can see the field beautifully. He can come to his progressions. 1, 2, 3, then check down. Tua cannot. I cannot believe that this quarterback has been the backup the whole time. They've seen this guy in training camp the whole time. And let Tua be the starter? You got to be freaking kidding me. You got to be crazy to see this quarterback play the way he plays and start Tua. And Tua, he's done for. Tua, he got hurt. Tua, he out for the next three games. Next thing you know, our QB, the backup QB for the Miami Dolphins, he's going to lead us to a playoff berth. This is what I believe. This is what I know. This is what I flow. This is what I go. This is a Men Going On Sports, baby. Yeah, Tua is not the guy. Tua will never be the guy. Tua is not the man. with the plan and the golden arm. That's the backup quarterback with the golden arm. This has been going on sports. I love you. Goodbye.